Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know what we have loved to do is salute local businesses who are making a difference during this tough time. And one of them is a big one. We're talking about Bedrock that is helping out their tenants during this tough time.
Yeah, and by the way, we have the CEO, Matt Cullen, on the line with us right now. Hello, Matt. Good morning.
Good morning. I've actually been hearing your voice in the morning for many years, so it's good to hear it in the phone.
Matt, Aww. Thank you very much. Nice of you to say. And nice of you guys to step up in this time of crisis and need for the members of the Detroit area. It's fantastic.
Well, you know what? It was the right thing to do, and that's one kind of lesson that Dan Gilbert gave us. It's like, let's do the right thing, and in this instance, it was pretty clear what that was. I mean, we had a number of our smaller sort of retail tenants that were more vulnerable to this, and with the governor's mandate, they needed to close down and things like that. So it really was very impactful. We heard from them very clearly that they had a lot of concerns, a lot of fear in a way about looking after their team members and so on. And so this was something that we thought was the a balance of sort of good business and being caring about people that are important to us.
Hey, Matt, what exactly are you doing for your tenants?
Well, what we've done is for our retail and restaurant tenants, our smaller tenants, and we have kind of dozens of those in Detroit and in Cleveland, which are our two primary areas. Depending on the size of the company, we're either for 60 or 90 days. So April, May, and June, in most instances, we are forgiving all rent, all the associated costs, and all parking. We're also set up a system for them to connect with all the best information about what might be available to them from a small business standpoint and so on. And the third piece of that is we also have gone to a fairly significant extent to help them showcase what they are doing. I mean, in many cases, the restaurants are still open for takeout. In some cases, there's virtual yoga, there's things being sold online. So we're doing those kind of three different approaches to really help people get connected and stay connected during this time.
You know, shame on us, but right off the top, we should have said, how's Dan doing?
You know, Dan is, he's getting better all the time. We had just, you know, really just before this virus, Dan had made a sort of big public appearance, if you will, with the Cranes event, and I think people were really heartened to see him in that context, and he spoke for 20 or 25 minutes and captured about every topic across the board, and that's what we're seeing on a regular basis, that continued progress, and importantly, that really continued engagement in all aspects of his business, but maybe even with a particular focus still on the city of Detroit. And I'm part of the Bedrock organization. I head that up, and Dan's keenly focused still on the real estate in Detroit and very supportive of this initiative that we rolled out.
Yeah, it's just fantastic. And I know rolling out this initiative, you're hoping that other businesses or other landlords will follow suit in some way the best they can, right?
I think that's exactly right, Joanne. I mean, in some cases, they can do the same thing. In other cases, they can't. I mean, all landlords are not the same and all tenants' circumstances are not the same. But what is the same is that everybody needs to engage with their tenants, with their places of business that they like to be with, associated with, and so on, and try and be helpful, because sometimes it only takes getting connected and reaching out and touching base with somebody. They find that very helpful. In other cases, you know, there's things we can do on rent and so on, like we did, but hopefully everybody's doing what they can, because we need each other at this point in time.
Yeah. We most certainly do. Matt Cullen, CEO of Bedrock, thank you so much.
And please, please say hello and send our best wishes to Dan Gilbert from JJ and Joanne. Would you do that for us?
We will absolutely do that. Thank you.